Love, work, and dreams fill our lives with adventure and joy.
Yesterday, lovely Alice Blair, finishing up some late work in her office of the Newman Publishing Company, was visited by a strange character who warned her he was out to get Newman. Terrified at his mention of a knife, Alice hurried him off and at Newman's return broke into sobs of relief. Today, outwardly composed, she is seated by the desk of her attractive employer, trying to forget how naturally and tenderly he held her in his arms and quieted her. She looks up to find him studying her.
Feeling quite all right, Miss Blair?
Why, of course, Mr. Newman. They called about the Wayne proofs. Promised them definitely for today. Mm-hmm. I called Wayne. He said he'd drop in tomorrow, and the Ebright
proofs... Now, you're quite sure now that you're not letting last night affect you at all?
How do you mean?
Well, I'd hate to think it was worrying you.
You mean that man who came here?
Well, of course.
Well, I can't help thinking about it.
Neither can I. Can't quite figure it out.
You haven't any enemies, have you?
Well, not the kind who'd come around and threaten me with a knife, or at least as far as I know. Some of them might like to, or some of them might think it a very funny joke, but...
This wasn't a joke, Mr. Newman. The man was desperate.
Well, that doesn't bother me half as much as the idea that it should happen to you.
Oh, I'm all right.
Yes, today, yes, but you were a badly frightened little girl when I walked into your office.
I'm sorry I made such a scene.
Was it a scene? I thought you were quite in earnest.
Oh, I was. If you hadn't come in when you did, I don't know what I would have done. But I'm all right now.
Well, I want you to leave the rest of that work till tomorrow and get out of here at a respectable hour for once. You understand?
Must I?
I insist on it. Oh, take it right here.
Thank you. Mr. Newman's office, Miss Blair speaking. For me? Oh. Yes, send him right into my office. Thank you, Miss Morrell.
Callers already?
A very important one. My uncle, Andy Strong.
Oh, yes.
I told you he was coming down to meet me some evening.
And I told you I wanted to see him when he did. Now, you bring him in as soon as you've introduced him into your office, will you?
Thank you. I'll bring him right in. Oh, Uncle Andy, what fun to see you.
Well, I had a bit of spare time and thought I'd drop in, see how you were making out. So, this is your office, hmm?
Yes, isn't it lovely? And Uncle Andy, look at the carpeting. Did you ever see a more beautiful color?
Looks all right.
I feel just like a queen. Look, I sit at my desk and... Well, here. Here, try it and see for yourself.
All right. Yes, mighty comfortable.
But what do you see?
Well, looks like you have everything you need here. Paper, typewriter...
But look, look at the view out my window.
Oh.
Isn't that wonderful? Just imagine working with that for an inspiration.
You can hardly call it work, then. Is that it?
You see, you've fallen under the spell right away. Well, that's Mr. Newman. One is to come in, two buzzes to talk on his phone. Wait a minute. Yes, Mr. Newman? Yes, I will, right away. Thank you. He wants to meet you. I told him you were coming. Oh, isn't that dear of him, Uncle Andy? You'll see how wonderful he is.
Well, I'm willing to be shown. Are you ready, Miss Secretary?
Mm-hmm. Come on. Mr. Newman, this is my uncle, Mr. Straw.
How do you do, sir?
I'm mighty glad to meet you, Mr. Newman. We've been hearing quite a bit about you the last few days.
Well, I hope it hasn't been too unfavorable. Sit down, won't you? Care for a cigarette?
Thanks, no. Never use them.
No objections if I light up a pipe.
Might do the same thing myself.
Oh, so you're a member too, are you? Well, here, try some of mine.
Oh, thanks. fine offices you have here, Mr. Newman.
Thank you.
I was around this part of town, thought I'd stop in and see how that young niece of mine's making out.
Oh, haven't any complaints so far. Oh, Miss Blair.
Yes, Mr. Newman.
Will you check on those Wayne proofs before you go? I'll entertain Mr. Strong until you're through.
I'll get them out in a hurry.
All right.
Uncle Andy and Mr. Newman in there, with smoke curling from their pipes, while they talk about me. Oh, I hope they'll be friends. They're both so dear, so very dear to me. They pretend they're gruff, but I see through their ways. I'm not a child. Not anymore. Yes, Mr. Newman?
Miss Blair, put on your hat and coat.
What? My hat and coat?
Now, you see what I mean, Mr. Strong. Didn't I tell you she completely disrupts the office?
What?
Can't get an order straight.
Yeah, I was afraid of that.
Well, perhaps you had better tell her. She won't listen to me.
But I don't understand. What is it I'm supposed to do?
Well, Mr. Newman wants you to get ready to leave.
To leave? But why? What have I done? What have you been saying?
You'll never know.
My hand on that, Newman.
And mine to you, Strong.
Well, I don't understand what you're talking about. Won't you please tell me?
Well, as long as you won't come along.
Come along where?
Oh, down around the corner to a very attractive place.
But what for?
Well, we talked it all over, Alice, Mr. Newman and I. And we thought that...
That the occasion was worthy of a celebration.
Right.
You mean Uncle Andy's coming here?
Uncle Andy's coming here and you're coming here, if you don't mind.
Mind? Oh, I thought I was fired.
And now will you join us? I told you you'd get off early tonight, remember?
I'll get my coat. I'm wrapped in my coat with a small black hat tipped to one side. Here we are, the three of us. Uncle Andy, Richard Newman, and I. They glance over my head. They think I don't see. The smile and the twinkle that passes between them. Outside here on the street, the air is so crisp. Feels cool in my face. We're rounding the corner, the men at my side. The lights loom bright in the building so tall. New York. In the evening, you're lovely to see.
Here we are. You with me?
Table set? Or at the bar?
Well, I think we'd better have a table. Think so, Mr. Strong?
Well, no reason why we shouldn't.
For three. Right here, sir. Mademoiselle, sit by the wall, yes?
Thank you.
Your order, please.
Well, what will you have, Miss Blair?
What will I have? I haven't the faintest idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about you, Mr. Strong?
Oh, well, now, let's see. What are we offering?
Perhaps I could suggest something for Mademoiselle? Martini? Daiquiri? Manhattan?
Manhattan, that's what I want.
Well, it sounds a bit double-edged to me.
That's what you're having, huh? Well, guess I'll have the same.
All right, make it three.
Three Manhattans. Yes, sir.
Oh, this is fun.
Yes, and to think we had to coax him.
Never saw the like. I was just a bit surprised at you, Alice.
Maybe I wasn't surprised at the two of you, plaguing a poor working girl at the end of a long, hard day.
Well, tell me, will this make up for that long, hard day and all the other days you've been kept in so late?
Oh, this is perfect. To be sitting here with two such charming gentlemen, I think I'm a very lucky girl.
We're forgiven, then, the two of us.
I haven't any choice. You're my boss, and Uncle Andy, well, he...
Go on. What were you going to say about Uncle Andy? Now, don't tell me you have to play up to him for any ulterior reason.
Oh, but I do. He's to give me the answer tonight to a very important question. Have you decided, Uncle Andy?
I have decided. And I've even seen the place.
Is your answer yes, or...
Manhattan, mademoiselle?
Well, it looks like the hand of fate, Miss Blair. Just as the verdict is to be brought in, the waiter hands the lady Manhattan.
Oh, but that answers my question. That's what I'm asking for, Manhattan. Uncle Andy.
Yes, yes, Alice. We've decided to let you have it.
And Aunt Matilda, you mean everything's all right?
Everything's all right, yes.
Oh, my darling little apartment by the river.
Well, I seem to have gotten in on quite a celebration here.
Oh, you have. I'm going to be a real New Yorker. Just think, in less than a week, a wonderful job and an apartment all my own. Do you realize what that means? Gentlemen, I make a toast to my Manhattan.
And I make mine to something I thought I'd forgotten.
Think I'll just say to Aunt Matilda.
Three toasts. What do they mean? Does Alice herself realize what a step she's taking? Is Aunt Matilda really in accord with this new plan? What forgotten thing has Richard Newman so earnestly recalled? Three toasts. What will they bring?